of SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas will now start at midnight Eastern, 7 a.m. local time, Israel Friday. Officials in Qatar, which helped negotiate the deal, say the first group of hostages held by Hamas will be turned over at 9 a.m. Eastern Friday, 4 p.m. local time. 13 women and children will be part of the first wave of hostages released. An American destroyer takes out numerous one-way attack drones in the Red Sea early Thanksgiving morning. U.S. officials say the USS Thomas Hudner was not hit. No one was on board. On board was hurt. The drones were launched from Yemen. South Korea says North Korea's launch of a spy satellite was likely enabled by Russian support.
South Korea has concluded that Russian assistance was most likely the reason that North Korea was successful in launching a spy satellite into orbit for the first time this week. South Korea's National Intelligence Service also told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing that it should be clear in several days whether the satellite is functioning properly. The launch has deepened regional animosities, with both Koreas threatening to breach a past reconciliation deal and take hostile actions along their heavily armed border. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, as the holiday shopping season kicks in, more consumers are doing the buy now, pay later thing.
A boost in those payment plans is good news for retailers, but credit experts are sounding alarm bells. The short-term loans often come with consumer-friendly interest rates and allow shoppers to make an initial payment at checkout, then pay the rest in installments. But analysts say key features of the plans can make borrowing too easy and saddle consumers with excessive debt. Data show younger consumers and those with difficulty accessing credit use the loans most frequently. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. Female athletes are going on strike. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men will not be allowed to compete in international women's cricket. Officials with the International Cricket Council are imposing new gender eligibility regulations to protect the integrity of women's cricket and the safety of the players. Under the rules, men who are living as women and have undergone male puberty will not be eligible to compete in the international women's game. The ICC adds the regulations will apply no matter what surgeries the men may have had. This is SRN News. There's a battle brewing over a couple of hundred wild horses that roam free in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
The U.S. Park Service, concerned about non-native species, is considering several options. Reduce the horse population quickly, reduce it gradually, or take no immediate action. It's prompting an outcry from those who insist the horses should be left alone. The animals are popular with park visitors, who often see and photograph them along the park's scenic roads and hiking trails through the rugged Badlands. A decision by the Park Service is expected next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Sealyham Terrier named Stash is the winner of the 2023 National Dog Show presented by Purina. Stash's handler said he gave a wonderful performance, beating out a German Shepherd, a Great Dane, and a Dalmatian to earn this year's Best in Show award. The dog show has been celebrated for over 125 years. More details at SRNnews.com.